Turning now to news of that alleged plot to blow up commercial airliners in mid-flight. FBI and Homeland Security officials say it had the earmarks of a classic al-Qaeda operation in its sophistication, in the scope of the plan, and in its international character. Had such a plot been carried out, it could have caused thousands of casualties, rivaling the 9/11 attacks in scale. Counterterrorism experts for some time have been warning that al-Qaeda was preparing another big attack. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The terrorist plan was apparently to bring onto the plane components, including liquids, that by themselves appeared benign, but when mixed together could make a bomb. That's a sophisticated idea, and terrorism experts say it suggests a sophisticated organization like al-Qaeda was involved. In fact, the plan is eerily reminiscent of a 1995 plot by al-Qaeda operatives in the Philippines. In that case, the idea was allegedly to bring bomb ingredients onto several planes headed on multi-leg flights to the United States. Daniel Benjamin, a former counterterrorism expert in the Clinton White House, says the components would have been innocent-looking: a contact lens solution bottle filled with an explosive, a watch that would have been used as a timer, and some wires. After boarding the plane, the operatives could have connected the wires and the watch to the explosive and then gotten off at an intermediate stop.
The plan was to have it done on the plane. I think the understanding was that a mass of wires that were all connected to a bottle or something as it went through a scanner would have set off some concern, but that if you had a bottle of lens cleaner in your duffel bag or whatever and took it on board, that would not by itself arouse much suspicion.
That 1995 plot was thwarted before it could be carried out. Benjamin, whose latest book is called The Next Attack, points out that al-Qaeda is known for trying something a second time after failing the first time.
It would not be surprising if al-Qaeda decided that they would wait a while and think if or hope that the interest in detecting this kind of plot had diminished.
A senior U.S. official says there's, in fact, evidence that the planning of this latest operation to blow up airplanes extended to Pakistan. One reason, the official says, for believing there is a definite al-Qaeda connection in the case. Peter Bergen, who's written widely on al-Qaeda, notes that the men behind the London subway bombings a year ago had training in Pakistan, and he expects investigators to find a similar pattern in this case.
I think we'll find that the ringleaders would have traveled to Pakistan, would have got radicalized there, would have got training there, and would have hooked up with members of al-Qaeda for this operation.
If this was an al-Qaeda operation, it would show that the organization still has the capability to carry out a big international terrorist attack. This operation also shows that one of the most dangerous centers of international terrorist planning is now London, with its large Pakistani community, the same population, Peter Bergen notes, that produced the London subway bombers last summer.
Unfortunately, you've got a bunch of disaffected young Muslim men, a small number of which have turned to this al-Qaeda ideology, and this is a big problem, and the problem seems to be getting worse rather than better.
Former FBI agent Dan Coleman, one of the Bureau's top al-Qaeda experts until he retired 2 years ago, says Scotland Yard and its counterterrorism service are not yet fully prepared to deal with native-born British citizens with South Asian backgrounds who have turned to radical Islam.
They're going to have to get more officers into their service who come from that part of the world. The Indians and Pakistanis who settled in England came there on their Commonwealth passports, which enabled them to settle in England.
The bombing plot revealed yesterday was apparently close to being carried out. One senior U.S. official with access to the intelligence said the operation was going to happen within days, sometime this month at the latest. In this case, the plotters actually may have been undone by their own ambition. Former FBI agent Dan Coleman says with as many as 24 people involved in one place, it may just have been impossible to keep the plot secret.
The 9/11 hijackers rarely were together. In order to behave in a clandestine fashion, you normally can only have a group of five. Pretty much anything over that, and you're going to have a recipe for failure.
Investigators are hoping there were only 24 people involved in the bombing plot. U.S. officials say they remain concerned there may yet be another terrorist group working on another plot modeled after the one allegedly thwarted. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.